Okay, so we're in Parshat Va'era. Open up. We know in Parshat Va'era we have the seven makot out of the ten. You know, there's a mnemonic that my kids know that how do you know that there are three makot left in Parshat Bo? Bet and Aleph. Right? Now I want to talk about something that seemingly is out of place. And that is right at the beginning of Sheni. Perek Vav. We had just had the Arba Lishanot Shel Gilulah. Okay? And Hashem said to Moshe, go speak to Paro. And he'll send Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And Hashem said, Moshe said back to Hashem, Bnei Yisrael's not going to listen to me. How is Paro going to listen to me? Vani Aral Svatayim. Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, Vayitzabeim al Bnei Yisrael v'ra Paro Mitzrayim, Lotzi Bnei Yisrael v'ra Paro Mitzrayim. Interesting discussion back and forth. But then, in the middle of the story, now, comes a whole weird piece, which means we're in the middle of speaking, the whole discussion was, you know, go speak to Benes, go speak to Paro. Bo daber al Paro melech Mitzrayim. So we would expect, you know what the next thing should be? To continuation, daber al Paro melech Mitzrayim. And what? Continue on, which is the end of Perek Vav. But instead, what happens? To start the Makot. Instead, we have a whole slew of psukim from Pesuk Yedalet that says, Eile, right in the middle here, Eile Roshei Veit Avotam, B'nei Ruvein Bechor Yisrael, Chanoch ufalu vechatzron vecharmi, eilim shpachot Ruvain. Just tell me about the genealogy of which family? Ruvain. Then it tells me in Pasuk Tevav about Shimon. Ubnei Shimon Yimuel v'yamin bo'ad v'yachim v'tzochar v'shaul ben akramit, eilim shpachot Shimon. And then what does it do? Eile shmot b'nei levi utol utam kirshon katu merari. Ushnei chayei levi is sheva u'shloshim u'mi'a shana. 137 years. Then it tells me about who the sons of Gershon are. Livni Shimi. Then it tells me the sons of Kahat. Amram, Yitzhar, Chabon, Viziel, the four sons. And how old Kahat was. Then the sons of Merari. And this is Mishpachot Levi. What is this doing here? Vayikach Amram et Yocheved Dodato Lo Leisha. And she has who? Aaron and Moshe. And tells me how old Amram was. And tells me about the sons of Yitzhar. The sons of Uziel, like, what is this doing here? And Aaron getting married to Elisheva. Till at the end, it says, Hu Aaron Moshe, Asher Amar Hashem Lahem, Motziya B'nei Yisrael Meretz Yisrael Maltzivotam. What are these psukim doing here? So this is what all the Mefarshim deal with. Okay? What is this doing here? So, this is what all the Mefarshim. For example, Rashi said, "Mitoch shehuzkak liyachas shivto shel Levi." The main thing is what we need to know: the yachas, the genealogy of Shevet Levi, until Moshe and Aaron. Why? Because of Moshe and Aaron. The whole point here is to know who Moshe and Aaron is. Therefore, hitchil liyachsam derech tolotam from Reuven. Or, right? So it's just because I need to get to Levi, so then we start off with Reuven and Shimon. But the whole purpose of this is just to tell me what? Where is Moshe coming from? From Levi. The Midrash that both the Rashbam and Rashi quotes is that Yaakov, in the end of Parsha Vayechi, lets these Shvatim have it, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, in his will. So therefore now you should know, says the Midrash, that they're doing okay now. They're chasher v'shvatim now. Okay? Those are the two interpretations that Rashi and the Rashbam bring down. What I want to share with you is a very, very important Svarno and a very important Meshachachma. Two other interpretations. Both of them have very interesting messages for us to to take into Shabbat to Parshat Vayera. Number one, the Svornim says Eile Rashi Beit Avotam, Badin Mina et Eile Sarim al Yisrael. These are the people that should be from Israel, i.e. Moshe and Aaron. Keim ayu nechpadim miko ha'umah. Because Moshe and Aaron were superior, more mechubad than the whole nation. Why? Ki Ruvein b'chor Yisrael. Why Davka is a tremendous question. Why Moshe and Levi? Moshe and Aaron. Why did they become who they became? That's what this parsha is telling me. Hashem is saying Moshe. And we're hearing that Moshe is stuttering both in his speaking, plus he's totally hesitating, he's questioning Am Yisrael. Why are these people the leaders? Who makes Moshe Moshe? Explains the Sforno. There's a rhyme and reason why Moshe and Aaron are leading the nation. Ki Ruvein b'chor Yisrael. But lo ayu mitzatzav anashim ruim li kare b'shem zulati banav haniskarim shayu mechlal shivim nefesh shekvar meitu kamo shebier ba'aro bayamat Yosef v'cholachav kach hayav bnei Shimon. Really, it should have been Reuven, but his descendants weren't worthy. That's why it only mentions here what bnei Reuven b'chor Yisrael. It just mentions what. Chanochu, Falu, Chatzron, B'charmi, the first generation, but doesn't mention the grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Same thing with Shimon. U'bnei Shimon, Yimuel, V'yamin, V'orav, Yachim, V'tzokhar, V'shuvah, Ben Akranit, Elim, Shemchot, Shimon. But then what happens? Elim, Shemot, B'nei Levi, it tells me what? Grandchildren. So the simple pshat, Rashi had said, is to tell me, oh, because we wanted to get up to Moshe Aaron. Says the Sforno, a deeper interpretation. What made Moshe Moshe? What's one of the things that made Moshe Moshe? Says the Svornim, Aval Levi sheherich yamim al kulam. It comes to tell me that who? Levi. And that's where it starts off. Ve'ele shmot b'nei Levi totam gerashon katumari. And it tells me what? Not only is there a difference between Reuven and Shimon in telling me that it's only the first generation, but by Levi it tells me what? How old he is. See that distinction also? It's pretty cool. Reuven and Shimon doesn't say that Reuven was this old and Shimon was this old. It just tells me the first generation of the kids. By Shimon it tells me the first generation of the kids. It doesn't tell me how old they are. But by Levi, not only tells me about the grandchildren, but what does it tell me? It tells me how old Levi was. How old was he? Sheva u'shoshim u'miyat shana. Right? He was 137 years old. Why does it tell me that? Zero. Tells me that because Levi she'erich yamim al kulam gidel gam bnei banav, because he was a grandfather who outlived everybody else, and he was integral into what? Into raising his grandchildren. Lahavin
ulehorot. So he couldn't have done it because he was raising his grandchildren, and the others couldn't have done it because
they weren't as old. They didn't dare. Moshe and Aaron. And Kahat and Amram, what happened? It's not just by chance Moshe and Aaron became Moshe and Aaron. Uh-huh. Comes the Torah to tell me, you know why? One of the reasons why it happened? Not only because Hashem chose him, but also, you know why? Because he had a grandfather very active in his education. Because Levi was there. And that's the reason it tells me about Levi's years. But it doesn't tell me about Reuven and Shimon. This is the reason it comes to tell me about Moshe and Aaron, not just to tell me about that. Okay, you should know, like Rashi said, this is the genealogy. It's telling me the active role that the great grandfather had of Levi.
So that's why it's here. Will be such a good leader,
right? In person, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes. Because Levi ha'erich yamim ha'kulam, gidel gam et bnei banav la'havinu l'horot. The importance that we see within Geulah comes to what? It's not only the father and the mother, the grandparent. In our role of how we see grandparents, very, very key role. Very key role in the children and grandchildren's upkeep. The Gemara in Kiddushin HaDaf Lamed says that if you have a grandfather that teaches a grandson Torah, it's bringing him back to Har Sinai. It's someone who's helping him within the link of understanding who they are within the Mesorah. Very, very important. Of R as opposed to Western, where there's so much abuse when it comes to the geriatric population. Here, Hafuch, Judaism, the Torah says what? The older they are, the more they're going to know. And the more what? The more they can have actually an influence within who they become. The Hadarta Pnei Zaken, we get up for a Zaken.
Stuck at the front door.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a girl that goes like her.
Okay.
3 seconds.
No problem. So, the third interpretation, besides the Svarno, is very much connected to what the Svarno said about the role of how we look at an elder. Says the Meshech Chachma, the Meir Simcha Midavins, Hine he'emid Hashem Yitbarach Moshe ve'Aaron le'nevi'im u'manhigim le'bal yapel safek ve'leivav b'nei Yisrael u'pipuk b'shlichutam. Hashem made Moshe and Aaron as prophets and leaders, that people, in a way, that no one should have any doubts about who they are as a shliach.
Sorry?
He chose Moshe and Aaron with a certain stature. They're not young spring chickens at this point. But when did he choose them? Lachin bachar b'hem shehem zkenim. He chose them that they're old. Ve'azakim b'al yaseh tachpulot rimiyal ramot achirim. The older is not making schemes to try to trick people. Ubifrat lotzi am shalem doti misudar ola nicham katzon. Acharei ki zakin ayishu pachar mave negdo. He's old. He sees the end of the tunnel. Vechom ruchok kvar avda. He's not afraid anymore. Kein bachar Hashem yitbarach. Hashem knew that they were going to go and do what? And go criticize and look with a magnifying glass after Moshe Rabbeinu. In order to make sure that lenetzach, there should not be any doubt in the prophecy for generations to come. What happened? There was 40 years that he was pnuyim misadeh v'kerem. He didn't have an issue of parnasa. And what was Moshe? Totally involved in the olam of the Ribono Shel Olam. Ulevavam tarud rak b'muskalut, rak, what's called the dor de'a, eating, breathing, smithing, just the Ribono Shel Olam. Just God. And therefore what? But people were looking at him every single one. The pasuk says, "Vibitu acharei Moshe." When you see that in Parshat Ki Tisa, says the Meshech Chachma, what were they looking at? They were looking at every little detail because they're an amkshe oref. They were trying to see, like nowadays, a lot of people. Yeah, what did he do? What's his agenda? What are they trying? Therefore, here in Perek Vav Pasuk Yudalet, which seems to be a non sequitur, seems to be not in the right place. Says the Meshech Chachma, Bnei Ruvain Falu, Ubnei Shimon ben Aknanit, Ubnei Yitzhar Korach Pinchas. Who are all these people? These are all the people. Shevet Shimon, Korach. These are the people who are going to do what? We're going to start up with Moshe. These are the people, the Machloket of Korach, was Shevet Ruvain together with Korach, Zimri and everything there with Shevet Shimon. They started off Pinchas, that was a Kanai, instead of Moshe. All of these were trying to do what? Trying to nitpick. Look at Moshe. Therefore, the end of this Perek Vav, that's why it says, Who? Aaron and Moshe. Asher Amar Hashem Lahem Otsiyot B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because these are not just people that are young spring chickens. These are people that have what? Have gone through the training of what it means to be that special leader. You don't have to worry about the Morashal Dorot. And that's why at the end of Perek Vav it says, Moshe ben Shmonim Shana, Ve'aron ben Shalosh Shmonim Shana, B'damram Paro. In order that Am Yisrael should believe them. Kiz kenim ka'ele lo yishakru, v'lo yirmu otam lo tziyam b'midbar. Because they have to understand that what? They don't have an agenda. You don't have to look at them and say, eh. So now we've seen that two interpretations, one of the Sforno, and one of the Meshech Chachma, talking about the value of elders we have. One in the role of a grandparent. And that's how Moshe became Moshe. And number two, why the Ribono Shel Olam specifically chose Kenim in order that people wouldn't think, oh, agenda, Shabbat, agenda, Shabbat, agenda. But rather, people should not have any pikpuk, any safek in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. One other very important piece now. Perek Zayin. That was Perek Vav. Those were three interpretations. Now Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin and Shmot. It says, Va'ani akshe et leid paro. This is, we're not going to deal with this now. There's a major philosophical question that all the Mefarshim deal with. Is what happened to the Bechira Chavshid of Paro? It says, Vani Akshed Leib Paro. Right, some interpretations, right? There's a Rambam here. Right, there's a very important Ramban here. The Ramban says the same thing as the Rambam in Hilchot Shuvah. Right, you've heard this question before? Im Hashem hiksha et lei paro, ma pisho. The Raman Shmona Prakim, the Raman Choshtuva, the Ibn Ezra, the Sforno, the Beis Halevi. Everybody asks this. You've heard this many times already?
No, we've been talking about this exact same thing for the past week.
So I won't talk about this.
No, I want you to give me a good answer, not just a fluffy one.
Whoa! Woo! I'll give you a couple of answers.
Wait, can you,
but as I said, this wasn't my topic for tonight.
Wait, what would the
question is? It says, "Vani Akshen Leid Paro." Hashem is going to harden Paro's heart.
I hate this. I hate every single time this comes up in the Gemara.
Whoa, you and Shimrit on a roll tonight.
No, I'm on a roll. I'm the good one.
There it is.
I don't know
if you're not going. Maybe you should be angry also.
I want to hear. A reasonable explanation.
What have you heard so far?
Contradicting statements. Like.
Like what?
That Hashem did it because he's taking away his free will. What his free will? Why is he taking it away?
Oh, so you tell me. Hold on. Why is that? So let's hear. I'm going to tell you three interpretations.
That's not what
Rambam
I was told.
Says is that the reason why it was taken away, or
it I'm reading right now the Ramban.
Okay.
I'll read the Ramban. He quotes two reasons. Yesh bo shnei tamim, ushneim emet, he says. Basically, to smack him in your face, he says, this is not fluff. Shneim emes, he says. Or emet, truth. Hayechad, ki paro birisho, asher asal Yisrael ra'ot gidolot chi nam. Which is what?
Being free.
That paro was super wicked. Risho asher asal Yisrael ra'ot gidolot chinam. The language of the Rambam and the Shmona Prakim is that ki paro v'siyato, Paro and his crew, maru b'bechiratam b'li hechrech, they were bitter. in their choice, b'li'echrech, without any force, v'chamsu ha'geirim asher yibitocham, and they were the language of Hamas. He uses the language which we know. Right, totally pilfer the strangers within them. The Elu Aleim Avil Gamur, the language in the Ravid. Right, the Ravid. Hold on, I didn't finish it. I just want to read the very important the Ravid there in the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. Just that we each should have it. As I said, this is, I wasn't planning on
doing.
Oh, you have it with you?
Well, I mean, they're in the other room.
So, it's okay, you don't have to. I have it right here. Okay, as I said, you still don't need to. Well, if you want to, you could. No problemo.
I miss you.
Now.
Later.
Can you still recording this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's why I was trying to tell you why.
It's okay. This is how it works.
Where does this go?
It goes to Tamar in Australia.
Oh, that's it?
No.
Hi, Tamar.
It goes everywhere. Now, well, no, wait, says the Rambam.
Tamar Sinai.
Now, it goes to everywhere.
I miss you.
The Ravid's language was what? The Ravid's language was what?
His language?
The Ravid. Of Avram ben David. Okay. Mitzrim gam kein rishaim hayu uriuim makot hahem v'ilu shamal Moshe betchila v'shachot Yisrael lo ayu lo kim v'lo tavu bayam aval zdono shel paro u'bizuto et abore yitbarach lifnei shulcho hu garam lo. So this interpretation is that there is free will, but what?
It's taken away.
But it's taken away. Why is it taken away?
Because he crossed the red line.
Mitchayev limnoa mimenu darkei tshuva. Normally, tshuva is open to everybody. But if you're so wicked and treat the geirim b'tocham with avel gamur and go extra, kasher ba'u bazeh psukim rabim b'torah v'ktuvim.
But the thing is King Menashe, he seemed in my eyes to be just as bad, or if not worse, than Paro, because he was a Jew killing Jews, things like that. Why does he get the chance to do Teshuvah, not Paro?
Paro crossed the red line.
No,
which
but
is why Menashe?
No, but that's what I'm saying. First of all, like, if there's a red line, there's a limitation. There's a limitation to your
so you need
will.
To know, you need to, right? Correct.
So then it's so not free
that,
will.
Who said? Just because there's limitation doesn't mean why do you assume that the only definition of free will is
because
that
because
you'll
always be worried about
always
crossing that red line, and then you yourself will be trapped. You will
so you
always
can have a limit on free will.
No, yeah. But then you'll always be worried that you'll cross it, so you'll be basically enslaved to this feeling of worry.
Right now, are you enslaved with this fear of worry?
Because I don't believe that.
So what do you
believe?
So I believe it and I'm not, because I don't kill people, I don't take people out
yeah,
of
yeah, but maybe you so cross your red line. There's different red lines for everybody.
Well,
there?
Maybe,
that's
then
exactly
I probably
what you just
be
said.
Here.
There's different red lines for everybody.
So
each person has a different level of free will.
So if I cross my
that
red
is what Rav Dessler talks about.
If I cross my
that's
red line.
That's Rav Dessler, what's called Nekudat HaBechira. You ever read that article?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's time to read it.
If I've ever crossed my red line, how am I supposed to know? Like, what, are you open to do Teshuvah anymore? I thought everyone has a chance to do Teshuvah.
Just because you're a redhead.
Yeah, but
right?
Yeah,
the
but
idea
I
is what? The idea is that you hear me fine. Vatam HaSheni. I'm not so worried about Shemi. Vatam HaSheni. Okay, that's very nice. Right? The,
I don't care.
So as I said, I don't want to do with all this right now, but I want to tell you what the Sforno says. I'll tell you that answer. You know that answer, the Sforno?
Hold on a second. What was Ramban's own?
Ramban gave the first answer.
He said such enslavement, he didn't want him to get it. He said that like Egypt was punished for only the sins that were committed before Pharaoh's cohort, such as the enslavement of the intention.
That's the second answer, right?
No doubt.
The God heart.
That's the second one, right? You give him the second answer?
No,
the God
heard
heart
Ramban's
heart
answer.
Afterward was merely to prevent him from escaping the retribution he had richly enabled, earned.
How does That's the second interpretation.
Rashi and the second answer of the Ramban are very similar.
I still didn't get the Ramban's answer.
You don't get the first answer?
No.
Still being more
first answer is that when a person, to use Shimrit's line or language, is what? When a person crosses a red line, then Hashem holds back you to have the ability to do tshuva. But you will die in your reshut. Because you crossed that red line.
Can I just say though that one of the people that I actually find I have the most respect for is someone like King Menashe, that even though twice the amount of years that he lived, he was doing teshuva, whatever, okay? But the first years were just disgusting, horrible. And it only says that he did teshuva in Devarim Yamim.
Well, it's interesting. What you're saying is a big philosophical machlokas, right?
Really,
which comes to which one's better? Baal Tshuva.
I'm not talking about that. I believe that everybody, if they're a Jew. How about Hitler? I said if they're a Jew.
Wasn't Jewish.
I know, that's what I'm saying. If they are a Jew, they get to know they don't have a red line and they can always do Tshuva.
We all have a red line.
I don't think a Jew should have a red line if the whole point of us is doing Tshuva.
There's a whole big discussion in the Gemara.
Because I know the Rambam would discuss that.
Elisha ben Avuya. It's a whole discussion. You should do a nice research paper on this. Right? It talks about Hakol.
Yeah,
question is that everyone except for Acher could have done Tshuva. Question is about Acher. There's a whole long discussion about that in the Gemara and Chagiga.
Well,
to me Acher it makes sense. If you're going to say there's free choice, There's not necessarily a red line for Jews, but there is only for non-Jews, because then it would make sense.
Why would that make sense? More sense to you?
Because in a sense, like I understand, because free choice is more of as a gift for us.
Why? Why is that a free gift for the non-Jews?
I don't know. We're the chosen nation. You tell me.
You have to define all these concepts. You can't just throw it out. Chosen nation. We have to define what the chosen nation is. We're going to deal with that within the parashah here.
Because we were the only people who had to say Ma'aseh v'Nishma first.
We'll talk about it. Not so simple.
Shall we?
Okay, the Ibn Ezra asked the same question also. But I want to tell you the Sforno's answer. The Sforno, together with the Beit HaLevi, later on says the same idea. That Maksha Levi is not actually taking away free choice, but rather what? But what else? But it's actually giving free choice.
What? Oh, I remember learning this. I like this.
Who says this?
All of a sudden.
No, I remember learning it.
Who says this?
The Sforno and the Beit HaLevi. V'ani akshe leiv paro she'yitameitz lispo ha-makot.
By not holding him back.
That now he's going to be able to tolerate the makot. V'lo yishlach mi yirat ha-makot et Yisrael. Right? He's not going to send what? Am Yisrael out because of the fear of the Makot.
Like he's going to do, like it's basically like unyielding all the evil he has in his heart. And like
kind of basically taking away the layers.
The layers that
he would say what? Okay, just go away because I just want to what? Deal with what? With all these different Makot. I don't want to deal with it. Leman Shiti Odotai Elibir Kirbo, we're going to read at the beginning of Parsha Bo. Shemehem Yakiru Godli Dituvi. The Yashuvu Be'ezet Tshuva Mitit HaMitzrim. Right? The idea is Hashem wants him to what? See it in the real sense. Because he says, Mi Hashem, Asher Shema B'Kolo. So he doesn't want to just recognize God because he's getting beaten down. Furthermore, Ulman Tisaper Ata Yisrael Haro'e B'Tzaratam Bo'aznei V'Nacha Lo'odia Shekol Eile Yifal El Am Gever based on a pasuk in Iyov. Lashivu elav, v'zeh kishiyiv pash b'shur b'maaseh. Excuse me, b'bo alehem is a poranut. The idea is what? That it shouldn't be done just because you're getting beaten up and beaten down. And that's the reason why you're setting out. So v'aniyak sheh leiv paro is actually a gift to enable real free choice. But what I really wanted to talk about, I just had to say it because that's the beginning of that pasuk. What I really want to talk about is the continuation. A beautiful Meshech Chachma. It says as follows. It says, V'ani akshem leiv paro. Why am I going to do that? The Pasuk says, V'ir beiti et ototai v'et mopetai, be'eretz mitzrayim. That I'm going to increase all the signs in Eretz Mitzrayim. For lo yishma lechem Paro. Paro is not going to listen to you. V'natati et yadi b'mitzrayim. V'otzeiti et tzivotai et ami b'nei Yisrael. From where? May Eretz Mitzrayim. I'm going to take them out. Ami b'nei Yisrael, may Eretz Mitzrayim. Just hold on one second. B'shvatim gedolim. V'yadu Mitzrayim. And the Mitzrayim is going to know what? Ki ani Hashem. Bin toti et yadi al Mitzrayim. That should have been enough. But then what happens? The end of the pasuk. V'otzeiti et b'nei Yisrael mitocham. What do you mean? I know that already. You just told me. That's the whole purpose. What would have been missing, says the Meshech Chachma? Just say, I understand. You want Mitzrayim to know. V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. Bin toti et yadi al Mitzrayim. You already told me you're taking them out of Mitzrayim. So the Meshech Chachma says such an important lesson for us. Meshech Chachma says as follows. Very short, small paragraph. Ha'inyan. Ki Mitzrayim haita az ha-mamlacha ha-yoter kivoda u-mukhemet u-mesuderet. Mitzrayim at that time was the powerhouse of the Malchut. Culture. Mesudar, not bureaucratic. Here by Hashem Yitparach Ototim Moftim. For what purpose? That the Mitzrayim Kedesh Yadu Mitzrayim Kani Hashem. V'yifarsimu Mitziyuto Yitparach L'kol Olam. This was the mega. This was the
metropolitan.
Thank you. Right? The city. For everyone to what? Understand. Right, to be Lahavdil Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah was Ki Mitzion. They're going to see now the Mitziut of Hashem.
But,
hold on, one second, hold on. Because this was the center of culture. This was the center of everything. Of science, of everything. So then what's the next part then? So the end of it is Vot Say Tiet B'nei Yisrael Mitocham. What's going to happen? What's the first piece? The first piece is, we asked, why do you need both? In Pasuk, Dalet, it says, Votzeiti, Meretz, Mitzrayim. And then in Pasuk, hey, it seems to be just a stam repetition. Votzeiti, Mitocham. Says Meshech Chachma, it's not repetition. The first part is, Hashem says to Moshe, I'm sending you to take you out physically of Mitzrayim. You know what the second part is telling me? Otzeiti et b'nei Yisrael mitocham peirush bazeh yotzi et b'nei Yisrael mitoch Mitzrayim b'deot u'midot asher hein meshukaim b'toch tumotam. What am I going to take you out? Not only going to physically take you out of Mitzrayim, I'm going to help you mizakech you.
Oh, like get out of their entire system, their culture, their everything.
Cha-ching. Otzi mitocham. Right, it's the big, you know, buzz that says, "Oh, my American Jew, Jewish American, British Jew, Jewish British." Right? What? You're American, right?
No, I'm not.
What are you?
She's from Holland.
Dutch.
Did you know?
I used to know.
I was waiting for it.
It's been a while. My bad. Amsterdam, no.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yeah. Kiz dakechu v'yavol la sagata yachid amiti v'idiyat Hashem mechuyav v'metziud. Explains the Meshech Chachma that it's not enough just to physically get out of Mitzrayim. What do you have to do? You have to get out of the Tarbut also. There is some good Tarbut to learn. But the whole point of Am Yisrael is to what? Is to have a Tarbut Yisraeli, Tarbut Yehudi also. That's an important part of the Geula also. Just if you're physically in the state of Israel, but you're acting like a guy, doesn't help us.
Go tell that to Bibi.
Bibi does a lot of good things also. Don't call him a guy. There's a lot of good things.
I just think that...
There's a lot of good things.
This is not time to discuss your political opinions. Political.
Well, maybe in Amsterdam they pronounce it differently.
Exactly.
No,
but what I want to say to prove the Sforno's point...
Yes. Oh, you want to go back to the Sforno?
This is really quick.
Go ahead.
Well, it said like the Mach, or whatever, Hardin Thomas Hart was giving him real free choice. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember who says about Avraham, when he did with the Kena Yitzchak, that at one point he has received real free choice because he was able to, like...
overcome it. That was Rav Kook. Rav Kook, we are learned together, Elohim Nisat Abraham, we raised him up to be able to have real free choice. Correct?
Flashing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I like the Meshechacha.
I want to give you one more Meshechacha.
Okay.
Give you one more Meshechacha. Tonight is a small Meshechachma. So just to go back for a second, once you asked for a Meshechachma, we know, so the Meshechachma has a very unique interpretation about the Arba Lishonot Shel Geula. If you go back to Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, what are the Arba Lishonot Shel Geula? Bo'otzeiti. Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti, and then there's Vehebeti. Okay? So Vehotzeiti, says the Meshech Chachma, is like the what the Pasuk says, Lotzi Goy mi Kerev Goy, which it says that in Dvarim Perek Dalet, like taking a fetus from a woman, that's Hotza'ah, take it out of the belly. Why? Because we were so, which very much connects to the, about the Tarvut we just talked about. They were so entrenched of the Avodah Zarah and the Deyot Mushchatot. It's exactly what we just talked about.
I thought they kept three things.
What? Oh, so that's, you have to see, not everybody kept the three things.
Like certain Moshe.
People. Certain people.
Moshe didn't keep it.
Certain people did.
Well, one, they dressed like a
Mitzri,
that's why the dad was a
Mitzri.
I thought
she
was a
Mitzri. Well, he grew up at...
Okay, but
I'm so sorry. Right? Some people say Ma'ifin Kova Ko, it means that he wasn't sure whether he was a Mitzvah or not.
But he says, my brother.
What?
No, not yet. Oh,
okay. Nope.
No, it's another classroom.
It's in another classroom?
Right
now?
Is he here? Is he here?
I have
not yet. I haven't seen him.
Who?
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
What?
Who does? Oh, we do? Oh, that's great. Cool. Now.
Wait a second. Since when?
I don't know.
I told you haven't been here for a while.
No.
I don't know either.
Zina told me that it, what his class was, and it was not. So, since when?
We changed the schedule, like, before we
well,
came
nobody
here.
Was
no,
here.
It wasn't, because I was in that first class. And it was on Emuna.
Which was Q&A. That was supposed to be Q&A and Emuna. So, let's finish those, because I guess that I have to finish up for this. So, what's the idea? Explains the Meshech Chachma, the Arba Kosot, which we drink on Pesach, corresponds to the Arba Lishonot Shel Geula, which is what the Yerushalmi says in Masechet Pesachim. Now what he says is very cool. He says the first kos, Rishon, is of Kiddush, because Yisrael Mikadshei Zmanim. Like in the same next week's parasha, Achodesh Azelachem. Okay. Because what do we have to be Kiddushah? You have to make sure that you're acting properly. Okay? Therefore, what does Vehotzeiti mean? Vehotzeiti is referring to what? To make sure that you are separated from what? From things that are not Kadosh, from Arayot, from things that are not holy. That's what Vehotzeiti is referring to. And that's why it's the first Kiddush. And that's why when people are called Kiddushin for the same exact reason. Meaning you can't be Motzi while they're still mixed together. Okay? That's the whole concept of why it's called Kiddusha and Vehotzeiti. Then comes Vitzalti. What does Vitzalti mean? Vitzalti could mean, says the Meshech Chachma, to save you when a guy is running after you. And you save him from the bandits. Okay, but it's not talking about when what? When we are saying Lashon Hara about each other, which is one of the other midrashim. Therefore, this is the bad part of the Meshech Chachma's pshat. It's out of order. He says Vitzalti is referring to the third kos of Birkat HaMazon.
Why?
Why does he say that? Because he says that when do people speak Lashon Hara about each other? When you have the lack of emunah and hashkacha. When you don't realize that you have enough, And the whole message of Birkat HaMazon is I believe that what? Everything comes from Hashem. And I'm medakdek, says the Gemara in Brachot, on myself, kizayah to kabeitza. And I'm not jealous about my friend. So therefore what? V'itzalti is only in what? When I'm being saved from the guy who's trying to have a pogrom against me.
But you could do Lashon Hara for a good thing.
Okay. There's a whole halachot about that.
No,
true.
I'm talking about, like,
you were talking about the bad Lashon Hara. Obviously. Right? Right. There are halachot about when
no,
you're allowed
to
do Lashon Hara.
I'm talking about this. Not someone's life or death. Someone, you know, we had something good. It happened to be Lashon Hara. But it's Lashon Hara either way, good or bad.
This is the general piece. We talk a lot. We have a whole discussion about Lashon Hara. We have to finish up. Ga'alti, the third Lashon of Geula, is what? Hu she'eved rucho shvela ad ki amru chovu le'eved she'aseh ben chori zila lei shchicha lei. What about an eved? An eved has no yichus at all. An eved, it's better for an eved to remain an eved. That's what he likes. Because he doesn't feel any type of yichus, any type of real feeling of past. Versus Am Yisrael, what you said, Shimrit, we didn't change our names. Why did we change our names? Because we remember who we are, Reuven, Shimon, knowing who we are. And this is the second kos. When we say Chatzi Halel Arishon, which is based on what? Say Yisrael Mitzrayim Beit Yaakov Me'am Lo'ez on the Zicharon of Yachas Ha'umah Me'avotel U'Zichronot HaKedumot. That's the third Lashon responding to the reflecting the second Kos on the Chatz Yalel, which is talking about the Yichus. And then you have Lakachti Etchem Li La'am. That's Shalosh Shinut Lashonam. That's the third one. They didn't change the language. Right? They were hoping for the Gula, for the nationalism in the future, and they learned this from Yosef. That as much as he became a big shot in Mitzrayim, it says, Kifiyah medaber aleichem. He cared about the future. And this is the second part of Hallel, which is talking about our future nationalism. Where we say, Minametzar karatika, but at the end, we say, Eben masu abonim, but haital rosh pina, ze ayom asa shen nagilim nismachabo. This is the fourth coast. To tell me each one is a separate mitzvah, because each one is a different stage. Therefore, with this, the Meshech Chachma explains, very important. This is why we do the Arba Lashonot, not on salad. Four different salads, a Greek salad.
That would be nice.
But the fourth one just says, Lakachti etchem li la'am. Right? Why do we have, the Mordechai asks, the Masechet Pesachim, why do we have four cups of wine? We should have, the Netziv asks this also. And it's in quotes, Mordechai, we should have four types of salads. Why? Why dafka four types of wine? So the Netziv explains, because each, it's not just four languages, it's four pirkei geula. There are four times in our development. And there is a new face, literally. How can you tell a person so clear what's going on inside? Specifically when you drink wine and you see the difference in their complexion. The red and the white in their face. But the Meshech Chachma gives a different shot. The Meshech Chachma says, "Lachin tiknu al ayayin, sheheim ayu nigalin bishvilo." Why? Because the gula happened because of wine. Because what's wine? What's so special about wine? To make sure that wine is representative that we separated ourselves from the mitzvah, that we were able to be mitzuyanim. Because what is wine? What do we do havdalah on? Meikar adin wine. Okay. We have a gzeirah of yayin from the goyim in order to make sure that we don't have what? That we don't assimilate, that we don't intermarry. Says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav Amud Bet. Al yinam mishum benoteyam. Stam yinam is one of the 18 gzeirot in Chanina ben Chizkiah ben Garon. The Gemara in Shabbat says, in order to do what? In order for us to know who we are, to be proud of who we are, and Be'ezrat Hashem, to have the Gula Shlema Hero V'Yameinu. Amen.
Thank you.
Simcha Yedovah.
Thank you. Thanks for
that. No problem.